Hi, my name is Fatima Hussein, and I'm an undergraduate student at ASU enrolled in HSD 494. The date is 3/31/2021, and the time is 8:15 p.m. EST, and I'm speaking with Muhammad Hussein. Okay, I will start with the first question. Tell me about things you've experienced during the pandemic, such as emotions, struggles, and breakthroughs.
I miss shopping, and I would love to go to the mall with all my friends, but I can't do any of that anymore because I'm all worried about these things. I feel really lonely, and it's causing some sort of depression sometimes.
Okay, were there any changes in your life that you feel have changed you as a person?
I feel like I have a lot of like limitations now. I have to like distance myself from everyone, and I realize to enjoy my own presence now. Before all this whole pandemic thing happened, I used to be a lot more social, but now I'm all alone at home, and I've learned to appreciate my own presence.
What are some things you have done to cope with the state of the world?
I found a way that I've started to cope with the world is I've picked up a new hobby, specifically reading. I used to do it a lot before, but I didn't have time. So with this whole pandemic that started again, I took that time to like recontinue my reading hobby. I've become a lot more close with my family and siblings. I think because of being home a lot, I kind of start to make like a deeper connection with the people I live with.
Do you think you have missed out on your childhood due to the year-long experience?
I do think that, like considering the fact that I graduated, and usually after graduation, I haven't really made a lot of friends. I would have liked to go to college because of the whole social distancing, but I can't.
Do you have any older or younger siblings that are being impacted by the pandemic?
I do have a younger sister. She lives with my mom. She's 4 years old, and though I'm not close with her, I heard from my mom that she loves her electronics and she always stays on them. Usually we would take her to parks and all that, but we can't now because it's all closed.
Okay. What is one thing you miss about the pre-pandemic life?
What I miss about the pre-pandemic life would be the normality of certain public. For example, I do think it would be normal to use a public bathroom with the mindfulness of germs, but after the pandemic, I do feel that I would never use a public bathroom again.
Do you think you will return to your normal self when the pandemic is over, or will you think and act differently?
I do feel I have had some soft growth during this time. I have been alone, and I've learned to understand myself, but I'll also be different because I won't necessarily think normally because of the pandemic and the situation with all these spreading germs.
Are there any other things you would like to share with us about your experience through the pandemic?
I don't really have anything to add, but I'd like to say that during the pandemic, I do feel as though this isolation, I think a lot of people have had some growth and mindset. I do take this time to like reflect on my own life, and I do take advantage of this time as I'm always home. And I use it to like reflect on my own life. That's basically it. I don't have anything else to say.